This is After the Final Rose with Dante and Alana, a siblings podcast talking everything Bachelor and Bachelorette.
Welcome back to another episode of After the Final Rose with Alana and Dante. What a crazy week we have had. We got a new Bachelorette and we may get a new president. Who would have thought? I actually thought that we would get broken into last night as we were watching ABC and they were going to completely get rid of this episode that everyone, I think the world has been waiting for to announce the president, the presidential election, but we didn't. We got to see a full episode. Wow. Crazy. I don't even know where to start.
It looks like we are getting two people kicked out of the spotlight or moved out of the spotlight for someone better in terms of Tayshia and Biden. But that's just my opinion. But yeah, this has been a stressful week. And I think finally last night we got to take a deep breath in terms of the election as well as this season, because Claire let it all on the line. And finally we got the episode we've been waiting for.
Yeah, I was a little nervous at because they made it seem like, okay, we're finally gonna get what we've been, you know, what we've been waiting for. And I was so nervous that it was just gonna be like, nope, just kidding, we're gonna give you another episode. But we finally, you know, Chris Harrison finally sat Claire down and told her what everyone else was thinking, which was, these guys are so unhappy. And we can't continue to go on this way. It's not fair. I was happy. Chris Harrison finally, you know, told her,
yeah,
you got to make a decision. And I'm curious if these guys have complained, you know, like went to production and was like threatening to leave, because there are some of the guys that believe that, you know, this isn't fair. Others are, you know, giving her the benefit of the doubt, but I don't know. Maybe they were like, we want to leave. Like, this is ridiculous.
Well, I mean, you could definitely see it in the past episode where they're like, it's very clear Dale is ahead right now and we're just like a second thought, or not even a second thought. And I mean, there has been rumors going around, and Claire's actually been liking tweets on Twitter that like her hand was being pushed, and that which I doubt, that they wanted her to just leave with Dal, and that that's why they brought in Tayshia to quarantine. But this is just a season unlike no other. But like you were saying, I am happy Chris like called her out.
Yeah.
When they started talking, he was like, I think he swore too, which I don't know if I've ever seen Chris do that.
I know.
But he was like, I forget exactly what he said, but he was like,
don't F with me or something.
Yeah. He said like, don't F with me. Like, did you talk to Dale before the show? Mm-hmm. And she was like, no.
Yeah. She swore on her dad's grave.
You could tell Chris was kind of disappointed in the whole situation. I mean, obviously the main goal of the whole show, and he actually says that, we can talk about it later, but it's to find Claire love. And he told that to the guys, and like, that's what she's getting. And yeah, I think like the other day,
said, it's also the guys trying to find love.
Yeah.
It's not just this her.
It's been such an unconventional season as is, because they're stuck in a resort. They are, the season was pushed off 3-4 months. And I mean, it's already unconventional as it is. And then now Claire wants to leave with Dale, and the whole season is up in the air.
Yeah, for sure. I actually thought Chris Harrison was hilarious. Just his facial expressions, everyone tonight, like that, or tonight, last night, this show, facial expressions, just everything. I mean, his, Claire's, Dale's, oh my God, the guys as they're getting told that, you know, it's over. Chris Harrison looked mad. Like, he was like in his head probably like, what do we do now, and trying to think of all the things to fix this. But she told him, she told Chris that she was falling for Dale. And I thought it was kind of weird, because she admitted, you know, during quarantine she did look up all these guys. I mean, she technically could, she had all their names. She looked them up, and then, but that was it. And she pretty much admitted that she fell for his profile. Like, she fell for Dale without talking to him, which is like, That's part of me. Like, I know she swore on her dad's grave, but I kind of don't believe that they didn't have any communication. Like, I don't know. But apparently she doesn't. And then, you know, she tells Chris, you know, she's really falling for Dale. And that's when you're like, all right, well, these poor dudes. Now Chris has to go talk to them. He tells them there's no rose ceremony, no cocktail ceremony. And then says, Dale, come with me. We need to talk. Those poor guys. Like, what? You're not even going to give them any information. Like, communicate with these poor guys. They deserve at least communication.
Yeah, I felt bad for them because, you know, they were already so confused enough. And then Chris comes in and is like, oh, guys, we're canceling the third cocktail party. Literally the third cocktail party that we canceled. And then, Dale, let's go talk. And then you're like, oh, she wants to spend time with Dale. Why are we even here?
Right. And it's just another reason. Like, obviously, they probably don't know yet that, like, she's leaving the show. So in their mind, they're probably like, okay, so she canceled it to just spend time with him. And now we're just going to sit around again. Like, why are we here? Let's leave. Like, but then, you know, Chris tells Dale, like, oh, you get a one-on-one, which I don't know. In his mind, he's probably in the same boat as the guys. Like, okay, I'm just getting a one-on-one. Like, I don't think he realizes, like, she specifically chose you because this is like her last chance at realizing if it is him being the one.
Even like after the date, like, I was like, does Dale know that, like, this process isn't going to keep going?
No.
Like, I genuinely didn't think he knew that they were going to leave together. But they had their first one-on-one date.
Crazy.
Which this whole thing has been accelerated for them. And let's also remember, this is probably a week and a half that they've actually known each other in person. And I don't know. I really, when they started talking about, like, their parents and, you know, Dale's mom has passed and Claire's dad has passed. And that was like the one moment this whole season where I'm like, wow, like, they, you know, they're genuine when it comes to, like, their family and, like, they're actually good people and you root for them in that moment. But I just
don't, but that's the, like, first conversation we've gotten about both of them. Like, we know nothing about Dale and we know nothing about Claire. So, I mean, you literally know about Claire if you watched her past seasons, but, like, you know very little. And we find, like, this is the first conversation we've had where, like, we can see a connection. So you're right. It makes you excited and you're like, oh my God, finally, like, I'm so happy for them. It's genuine, yada, yada. And then it's like, but at the same time, I'm not happy. Like, I can't be happy for you guys.
Because, I mean, what she did to the guys, what Dale has done to the guys, because I feel like, in a way, he's disrespected them.
Yeah, they probably become friends with him.
Taken away. Yeah. And I don't know. In that moment, I felt for them. But at the same time, I was, like, rooting against them.
Yeah, and I thought it was really interesting that they both, like, what are the odds that both their parents or dads hitchhiked to meet the mom? And, like, I feel like Claire went into this, like, my dad and mom met in 2 days or whatever it was, 3 days, and then got engaged. So she is like, oh, the same thing can happen to me.
Literally.
But back then, that happened a lot. People would get engaged within the same year of dating and marrying. Yeah. Like, now, though, that's not, in the world that we live in, not really what happens. And for her,
unless you're on The Bachelor.
Apparently. But I was just surprised. But she told him she was, you know, falling for him, and he said it back, which I was a little nervous. Like, I kind of wonder if he's just saying all this stuff to say it. Like, what are you going to do? Tell her I'm not in love with you, and then she's probably going to send you home. So I feel like he has to say it.
And then she can't continue.
Yeah.
So, like, we really never knew how Dale really felt.
No.
Like, you know, he said he liked her, yada, yada. You knew exactly how Claire felt, but you never knew about Dale.
No.
And that's the thing that
it's been very quiet from him.
Yeah. And, like, he never really expressed his feelings, like, that much to her. And, you know, then Claire just throws this all on him and she says, I love you. And then he says, I love you back.
Yeah. And then we get a performance, which I thought was not going to happen this season because we always get a country performer and with quarantine, but they brought the winners of Listen to Your Heart and Brie and Chris, which cracks me up because in my head, I'm like, did they make these two quarantine just for them to sing one of the, like, a song?
I was thinking the same thing. What I was also wondering, because they were about like 10 feet apart from Claire and Dale. So I was wondering, did they make them quarantine? Because that's like a 5-minute performance.
Mm-hmm.
But then again, you look back at like Deanna, like, but then again, they were right next to each other.
Yeah. So, yeah, that was just weird. I was like, I don't know. I was kind of uncomfortable just watching them because it was just like, it's just all moving too fast. Mm-hmm. But then, so we pretty much can guess that they, I guess, have their own version of Fantasy Suite. Like, this show has not followed any rules this season. Like, we don't even have to ask anymore, apparently. It's just happening. Like, they're going to have a one-on-one and then they're going to spend the night together. And we don't get the traditional bachelor asking a one-on-one. Like, she didn't give him a letter.
Meeting the family.
Yeah. The family of Rose. I do think that it's probably tough for her to be able to have him meet her family because of what her mom is going through. But
yeah, that's fair.
What about, like, Dale has sisters. Like, what about his family? Like, I don't know. It's all just moving so quickly and we skipped all that. And you're like, okay, now what? Are they just going to go get engaged or leave the show? Like, what's going to happen?
Well, and that's where it segues into is Chris talks to Dale and he's like, you know what this ends with, and that's an engagement. And you just saw like Dale's face like completely change.
Yeah.
And I think he knew that's what would happen. I mean, he could have said no, but he does get down on one knee with Claire. And I'm wondering, was that forced?
Yeah. I was thinking the same thing. And like, I also just to go backwards, we're kind of all over the place, but with the one night, like, I felt so bad because these poor guys, they showed these guys, they have no info and they're literally saying, we've been sitting around for hours. He didn't come home last night, they're saying. So like, they know that they spent the night together and these guys are getting, again, no communication. Like, they know nothing. And I just don't think that's fair. Like, they could, like, someone couldn't have told these guys like beforehand, you know, Claire wants a one-on-one with Dale. She wants to spend time with him. There is the opportunity of them, you know, staying the night together, but they don't get any of that. They literally just have to sit around for hours and hours with no answers.
Yeah. Until that next day when Claire does come in to talk to the guys, and that was pretty much her breakup. And the guys seemed shook. Like, they just were in disbelief. And I mean, you saw it on Blake's face. He was just like, why am I here? Why is this happening to us? And like, where do we go from here?
Oh yeah. And a lot of people, I think, probably won't agree with me on this, but I totally thought Kenny was like in the right for what he said. Like,
oh yeah.
I know he comes off a little hot-headed, but he was right. She needs to apologize. And the fact that she was like, what do I need to apologize for? Like, you are the bachelorette. You brought all these guys on. They've given up so much of their time quarantining. Like, apologize for leading them on, for giving them no answers, no communication. You know, no one's asking you to apologize for falling in love. Like, that's what you're all there for. But apologize for everything else. Like, they deserve that from you. You know, they gave up everything to fall in love with you. And it was just funny because after she, you know, gives her little spiel, all the guys' reactions were way better than I expected. And I think it's because they were like, all right, well, now that this is over, I got to give my pitch for Bachelor in Paradise because nothing, the show's over in their mind.
Nobody knew what was next.
Yeah. And I think, like, Jason deserves an apology, and so does Blake, because those two,
yeah,
I know they only had one date, whatever, but Jason literally like gave Claire his all. And that poor guy, actually, he probably didn't think he was like a front runner, but he definitely like was vulnerable and gave her his heart. And then I don't know. I think she should have given those two a one-on-one apology.
Yeah. And well, Blake, I mean, he did get mouthy, But he started like really asking her the hard questions.
Yeah.
And I mean, he was in the right too. But I did like, I think Ben said it first, but he was like, I don't fault you for falling in love, and I respect you, and I wish you all the best. And then, you know, all the guys backed him, which I respected. It's just breaking up with 18 guys in front of all 18 guys. I mean, that's got to be tough for her, but like,
yeah,
these poor guys.
Oh yeah, for sure. Like, they've literally had no answers the whole season, and now you're going to come in and just, like, they probably, some of them, which you've seen in past episodes, like I said, gave her the benefit of the doubt. And really, I think, did not expect this at all. Like, I truly think some of them were like, oh, no. She just, you know, has had a little more time with him, blah, blah, blah. And others definitely knew it was coming. And you could just tell by some of the reactions on their face. They're all like, what the hell?
Yeah.
But then she asked for hugs from them, which to me, I was like, this is way too soon. You just broke up with all of them, and then you're like, can I have hugs from you guys? I would be like, no.
Yeah. And then I loved how Chris Harrison FaceTimed Nia Lane and was like, we have an engagement. He's like, already?
I don't know the timeline of this, but the way they make it seem is that, like, Dale has no idea. Like, Claire's already in white. Nia Lane's being called. Like, anyone going to go talk to Dale and ask him if he even wants to propose? Like, the way they made it seem was Chris was planning an entire engagement, and so was Claire. Like, he told Claire, we're all out of steps. Like, we're doing an engagement tonight. And she was like, wait, what is happening tonight? Like, I wish we got more of Dale's reaction, because we got a face, you know, he says he sits down and he's like playing with the ring, but like, we don't really get to hear like his thoughts on this, or him being like, yes, I'm so ready. Like, he's very mute.
Yeah. And that's why I was afraid when he got up to Claire, he was going to be like, let's not get engaged. Let's just take this out of here and see where it goes.
Why can't they do that? Like, why do they have to get engaged? Why can't they just leave dating?
I think it's the pressure of the show, producers, and Claire, like, in a way, forcing his hand.
Yeah.
But back to the Nia Lane thing, I was also wondering, as many people know, Chris Harrison now has his own ring line.
Yeah.
So going forward, I wonder if Nia Lane will continue to give the rings, or if it'll be Chris Harrison.
Well, Chris right now only has men wedding bands. So we still need Nia Lane for the diamonds, but if Chris branches off the diamonds, I'm sure they'll just do Chris. But I'm sure that Dale, whenever they get, if they get married, Chris will be providing them.
Chris Harrison ring. That would be pretty funny if he starts providing all the like men with the rings. But
I just have to say the whole, so we do see he gets down on one knee and he proposes to Claire, which before that, I love how Bachelor is like, Chris Harrison, and it's like, we have to tell you one more thing. And then the poor girl starts crying, because she's like, now what? And then they're like, we're so proud of you. I'm like, this is typical Bachelor, making you think they're about to blow it up again.
Oh yeah.
But he proposes, and I have to say, this is the first time I've watched, well, actually maybe not, besides Hannah and Jed, I watched an engagement from them, and I was just like, yay. Like, the engagement was so weird. I wasn't happy. I was just like, all right, well, how long is this going to last? Like, if it doesn't last, how many chances are Bachelor going to, you know, continue to give Claire? I hope that it does last for her, because she just gave up 18 other great guys. And, you know, that's it. Like, I hope Bachelor doesn't give her another shot after this.
Yeah. And do we really know, like, how good of a guy Dale is? I mean, he kind of seems like a genuine guy, but like, I think Blake kept saying it. He was like, I don't want you to get hurt. And I think there's something more to Dale. And so like, in that, how much can you learn in a week and a half knowing him that you are sure you want to get engaged?
Right. And that's why I just think the engagement was just pushed in too soon. Like, you guys need to leave here dating each other. Like, you haven't even lived together yet. It's just kind of crazy. But, you know, okay, yay, we get a whole engagement. We're all excited because finally we get the girl who we've been waiting for. This is the girl who I wanted to be Bachelorette the entire time. It should have been Tayshia. Tayshia left Bachelor in Paradise with JPJ. And sorry, forgot his name for a second. And it didn't last. And I was just like totally hoping it was her. She's a great girl. You know, she's beautiful. She's got a great personality. And the weird thing is, Chris doesn't even tell the guys that it's her yet.
I think that has to do with, like, I don't know, making their decision based on how they felt rather than like the physical appearance of Tayshia.
It's true.
Because, I mean, they do all end up staying. I'm pretty sure. I don't think anybody left.
Yep, all of them stayed.
I think it 100% all of them would have stayed.
But you do have to admit, if you're not, like, I think if they're not going to tell the guys ahead of time who the Bachelorette is, and I know we're on a time crunch with COVID and trying to get this done and on to the next season, but Chris literally goes in, says, Claire's engaged to Dale. They got engaged last night, which I have to throw something in there that I haven't seen anyone talk about. I don't understand this timeline. Chris is in the same outfit. The guys are in the same outfits as when Claire breaks up with them, but Chris says they got engaged last night. So I don't know if anyone else noticed that, or maybe I just am thinking they were in the same outfits and they're not, but that timeline doesn't make sense. But anyways, Chris tells them they're engaged and then gives them a timeline and is like, you guys need to decide by tonight if you're going to stay. Your journey's not over. You know, Bennett was like, I'm ready. Let's go. I don't know. I was just like, these poor guys have to make a decision that fast. And some of them, it's probably easy. They're like, I don't even have a relationship with Claire yet.
Yeah.
So I'm fine.
That's what a lot of them said. A lot of them were like, we didn't really get anywhere with her. And there were a couple, but one that was really like distraught about the whole situation and actually questioned it and didn't know whether or not to go forward was Jason, because we talked about earlier how, you know, like, he let a lot out to Claire.
Oh yeah.
And he told her a lot about his past and he started to have feelings. And then now he's got to make that decision to go forward with somebody else. And he showed up late to
when they deserved more time.
Yeah. Yeah. And like when all the guys gathered later before Tayshia came in, he came in late. Mm-hmm. And you could tell he didn't know what to decide. He didn't know if he should go or if he should stay.
Well, and I think it was him that asked Chris, like, how much time do we, like, when do we have to make this decision? Like, do I get some time to decide? And he's like, yeah, tonight. Like,
yeah,
that's not fair. But they finally do get a cocktail party. You know, all the guys show up, which is great. I mean, honestly, I would expect them all to show up, because what are you going to do? Leave and go home to COVID-19 and quarantine anyways? Like, might as well stay.
Might as well get famous while you're there.
Yeah, seriously. But all the guys show up, and then Chris, you know, does this little spiel and he's like, all right, well, I have your new Bachelorette. You're going to meet her. Typical ABC, they give us literally 4 minutes of that ending.
And, oh yeah.
You know, I'm watching it like, come on, please. I just wanted to see the guy's reaction when Tayshia walks in. I don't even care if I don't get to see anything else. Just show me the reaction to meeting, like just seeing her walk in, and then you can cut.
Yeah.
But of course we got nothing. But Tayshia got out of the limo. She looked stunning. She's so cute. She looks really, really excited. But something I want to ask you that Chris asked her was, you know, he pretty much said, are you nervous that you are the second option and that some of these guys may not be able to get rid of their feelings for Claire and choose you? And in my eyes, Tayshia is never second option. She should have been first. But like, it's true. These guys, maybe it wasn't a lot of time, but they definitely started developing feelings.
And if you watch the trailer that was put out, I don't know if it was last night or this morning, but she does talk about that, and it does seem to become an issue. And it's like the same issue with the guys. How do they get over these feelings for Claire to move on? And how does she deal with these guys that had feelings move on from Claire?
Right.
It's all a bad situation, but I mean, it's great for Tayshia. She's going to be the second Bachelorette of color, which is huge for the franchise.
Yeah.
Which would be great. And then next season, we're going to have back-to-back seasons of a Bachelor / Bachelorette of color, which is going to be awesome.
Yeah, I'm excited.
You know what also to add that I realized last night is Dale is the first, correct me if I'm wrong, he's the first ever finalist of someone of color.
I think you're right, because we have noticed, and it's something that people complain of, that every season, Eric probably was one of the few that lasted that long of color.
Yeah, I think he was down like to guys, the final three. Because Rachel,
yeah,
I think
guys,
I out four.
Oh, sorry, and Rachel. But guys and girls, like, of color, and like, honestly, any type of race, don't make it to the finals or that far. It's usually a Caucasian male or female. And that's what we've seen. So you're right. Dale is probably the first guy of color.
Not counting like Bachelor in Paradise and like the winner.
Yeah.
But like the actual seasons, I think he's the first. And we could see a second in the same exact season with Tayshia possibly. Yeah. So that'll be awesome to watch.
So do you think that they will bring on any new guys, or do you think that they're not going to risk that with the whole quarantining? We'll just keep the 18.
I think they will bring in a couple more guys to sort of weigh out the age scale, because Blair wanted older guys in her house. And I think Tayshia's 31.
I think she just turned 30 this year.
Okay. So she just turned 30. So she's like the middle of the pack. And there's some 39-year-olds. There's like one 25-year-old, I think. And they're all, I mean, they all are around her age. They're like 29, 20, or 32.
Yeah.
But I think they're going to bring in a couple guys. And if you watch the trailer, you do see definitely one new guy. And I think there were two. But we also have like 5-6 weeks left of the show. So I'm very curious to see how many people are brought in.
But yeah, I am so, so excited. I stan Tayshia. I can't wait. I'm ready. I'm going to miss making fun of Claire for sure. Her and Dale, and talking about how annoying it is. But I'm so, so, so excited that we finally get to like meet these guys and get to know them. And like, hopefully, you know, Tayshia's going into this so open-minded. I'm hoping. And I can't imagine that she was able to look up all these guys because she hasn't met them yet. So now we get to actually like hear their conversations and, you know, get to see, maybe learn a little bit more about them.
That is something I'm curious about, is she probably did look them up. I mean, maybe she just doesn't know who's left. That's the thing. But I
that's true. I would hope Bachelor wouldn't tell her, because then she can. I would hope that they really went into this. Like, if you want to avoid another Claire situation, why don't we just literally not tell her who is left and let her come in open-minded?
Yeah. Well, I doubt they told her who was left. But like, all she's got to do when she knows she's getting the call and she's about to go into quarantine, if I were her, I would look up. All you got to do is like look up Claire's contestants for this season, and it'll pop up on Google and you can see it. So I'm very curious if she looked them up. But the thing is, they are all private. Once you go on the show, the contestants have to go private on their social media accounts. So that is something I'm curious about.
This randomly just came to mind. As much as I'm excited about Tayshia and Matt James, I think those two would have been a really cute couple. Yeah. I would have been interested to see them together, but yeah. So next week we are back to Tuesday. Will finally get to the point that everyone's been waiting for, which is Queen Tayshia as our Bachelorette and no more Claire. She's gone.
I just can't wait to see, like you said earlier, like their reactions when she comes in.
Yeah.
And then other guys, like, I'm not really interested in Tayshia. I've seen the past few seasons. I'd like to go home. That I'm curious about that. If guys just don't want to stay.
That's true. I mean, certain guys have types, and, you know, blonde, blue eyes, you know, and white may be their type. And Tayshia is very opposite. So I hope they all stay, because Tayshia is amazing and deserves a chance at love.
Oh, definitely. And she's, I mean, she's been in Paradise. She got dumped by Colton, which, I mean, she was pretty much a front runner that season.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully this season she can actually find love. And it's, I'm excited because we're going to get a lot of Bachelor, Bachelorette coming up, because once this season's over, 2 weeks later, we start the Bachelor season. Once the Bachelor's over, a couple months later, we're going to start the Bachelorette season. It's going to be a dash.
Hopefully. let's get through 2020 first and see.
True. I know they are wrapping up, or at least in the next few weeks, Matt's season of The Bachelor. I might be wrong, but I heard that they're filming it in Pennsylvania and not Los Angeles. I might be wrong, though, but I had read a tweet earlier from the producer, and he was like, a lot is going on in Pennsylvania right now. The counting of the ballots and the filming of The Bachelor. So I assume that it's there. But it could be in California again. But it would be cool for them to switch it up.
Yeah.
But that might be something to look forward to.
I have to ask you real quick before we end. Have you looked up any spoilers for this season?
For Tayshia's season? Yeah. I don't even think they're out.
Oh, okay.
Because I know it's been really hard for them because they were in that confined, like, resort. I've read places that, like, nobody's been able to find it. But it might be different now because it's been weeks. But I don't know. Yeah, no, I haven't.
I was just curious because I haven't heard anything, so I didn't know if you saw anything.
Yeah, no.
But, well, yeah.
Yeah, pretty much wraps up here everything on After the Final Rose. Make sure to follow us on Instagram at @ATFR_podcast. And make sure to check us out on the other podcast streaming platforms like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and other podcast streaming platforms. So thank you for listening. And we're excited for the rest of this season with Tayshia now that Claire's gone. And yeah, so we'll see you next week.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Hope you enjoyed. Thank you.